The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Ryan Bogus. Ryan is the owner of Headquarters Physical Therapy. Hey there, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So I think we should get started today by talking about you and your physical therapy business. Tell me about that. How you got into that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So my background is heavily rooted in sports medicine, and I started out actually at Oregon State University way back in the day doing athletic training with football and baseball there. Long story short, went on to do a couple seasons with the San Francisco Giants. Fast forward, physical therapy school, where I kind of stayed in the realm of like elite athletics, which has always been a passion of mine. And about 3 years after graduating from physical therapy school, I'd been working at a local PT clinic and decided to start my own company. And that's how Headquarters Physical Therapy was born.
Very cool. So yeah, sports guys and sports athletes of any kind, men or women, they Absolutely. Need a lot of physical therapy.
Yeah. It's a big thing. You know, everything from high school, even younger, the world has changed a lot in this realm, where I think there's a lot more of a spotlight put on, you know, how are we taking care of our bodies? How are we training? How are we recovering? If injuries do come up, you know, what's not so much just traditional way to manage these things, but what's maybe more of a science-based, evidence-based approach to managing injuries. And it's a constantly changing world, so it's really fun.
Yeah. Well, maybe let's talk about what physical therapy is. What do you mean by physical therapy if nobody's ever had it before?
That's a great question. So in my view, and this might not be the same for everybody, but my definition is that a physical therapist is a lot like a tour guide, or a lot like a, if you want a Star Wars reference, like Yoda to Luke Skywalker, right? People like Luke Skywalker has the Force, right? He's got the Force inside of him. He just needs somebody to help him bring that out. And that's essentially what physical therapists do, is there's, you know, we kind of have a roadmap and we've got principles and frameworks to guide us. And if somebody's coming to us with an injury or a barrier or a limitation, you know, physically and or even, you know, mentally, psychosocially, psychologically, there's all sorts of barriers that we're helping people navigate their way through. But the general premise is like, this person has everything they need inside of them. We just need to help them, you know, provide the roadmap for them to bring that out.
Is it always, or more often than not, helping somebody get over an injury?
I would say more often than not, yes. Although we do get a lot of people coming in who are not injured. We get people who are looking to improve performance or improve their resiliency or reduce their risk of injury. Something we may have said in the past is like injury prevention. We've kind of gotten away from that language a little bit to like injury risk reduction would probably be a more appropriate way to say that. But yeah, there's a lot of that.
Do you get a lot of pushback from people who just don't want to do physical therapy?
Ugh. You know, it's funny. I get that. People will be like, oh yeah, PT, pain and torture, right? I think that stigma is going by the wayside a little bit. Once again, as we have gotten away from just purely a traditional approach to being a little more evidence-based and rooted in science, in my current setting, like the company that I own, HQPT, most people that are coming in are self-selecting. They want to be there, and they've got, you know, a bigger why and a purpose of like, hey, you know, sure, maybe I want to run, but maybe there's a deeper meaning to that, or I want to play football, or I want to, you know, pick up my grandkid. And there's some sort of a deeper why that's driving their decision making. And for those people, it's easy to come to PT because they're like, okay, if this person can help me achieve something that's very meaningful to me and a part of my identity as a human being, then that kind of takes it to another level, you know, rather than just like being put on a treatment table and scraped and tortured and whatnot. So
I've had physical therapy a couple of times and amazing. My shoulder was cured.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I was sore for a while, but yeah. You get through it.
You get really, yeah, it's fun. You know, the training that we get is unique among other healthcare providers. I would say physical therapists in general have a really good understanding of the neuromusculoskeletal system, a really good understanding of, healing times, you know, for different injuries and can really help guide the process. So I love my profession and I love what we're doing. And I love that we're kind of pushing ourselves and pushing the boundaries with, you know, not just taking everything that we've always done traditionally, but actually pushing to get better and better.
Yeah. We're talking today with Ryan Bogus, owner of Headquarters Physical Therapy. And while we're on that topic, talk about some trends and some new things that are happening in the world of physical therapy.
Oh, yeah. There's a big push these days for, you know, not just being passive about treatment. So passive meaning, you know, you're laying on a table and something's being done to you. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But so you would think traditionally like scraping and, you know, massage work and cupping and all that sort of stuff, which is great. I do all that stuff. But really improving our reach into what I would call like capacity building, which relies heavily on strength conditioning principles. So improving people's general capacity to tolerate more stress, like at a given body part or in a given activity or something like that. So you're not just playing defense, trying to, you know, fix, quote unquote, an injury. You're actually building someone up to be more resilient in the long term. And I would say that's a pretty big trend.
Yeah, that sounds super interesting.
Yeah.
So drop some names. Who have you worked with?
I've done a lot of work in pro sports. I've worked with Cooper Kupp, who is a great guy. I've done a little bit of work with Puka Nacua, who's obviously an up-and-coming star in the NFL. He's a great guy. A guy that I work with very regularly, someone that I see, you know, almost every day, is Brandon Cooks. Yeah. Who plays for the Dallas Cowboys, and I've worked with him for about 8 years now. We've become incredibly close. I can't say enough about what a hard worker he is, and I think his reputation in the NFL is that you'd be hard-pressed to find a harder worker than him. Stephon Gilmore is another one, future Hall of Famer. I'll say it right now. Yeah. I think he's an incredible guy, a family man. So I've been really blessed to work with a lot of NFL athletes who are great athletes, absolutely, but are truly incredible people as well. And that's had a big influence on me.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Nice to know they're real people.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I mean, not just these big monsters on television who...
It is true.
...seem unstoppable.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about... Tell me a really good story of some experience you've had.
Oh, gosh, that's good. You know, going to the Super Bowl with Brandon in Atlanta, that would have been... 2019 was an awesome experience, seeing the work, you know, that we had put in for years up to that point. That was the year he went with the Los Angeles Rams, the year before he'd gone with the Patriots. So he had gone back-to-back Super Bowls with two separate teams. And for him to bring me along and value me enough to have me there with him, you know, working with him every single day, I think was really special to get to the pinnacle of the NFL season in that way. Cooper's 2021 year, Cooper Kupp's year, he was a Triple Crown winner, Super Bowl MVP. Those were big times for us as well. And, you know, you put in all the work and you're excited to see, you know, how these guys take advantage of their opportunities. And so just seeing that all play out was really special.
Yeah, that's cool. Now I want to kind of switch gears and talk about something that you guys do at Headquarters Physical Therapy, and that's workplace wellness.
Yeah, we're going straight from like elite athletics to workplace wellness, which is fun.
Yeah. So what is workplace wellness?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, that's the way this conversation has gone is very similar to my path in physical therapy, which is, you know, you have this elite athletic model where these athletes have everything right at their fingertips: nutrition, sleep coaching, physical therapy, performance training, strength and conditioning, massage, like you name it, it's all right at their fingertips. And for me, kind of having that world be my background, it was always this little conundrum in my head of like, how come everybody doesn't have access to this? You know, like I feel like, and this is truly the best part of my job, is everybody that walks through the doors at Headquarters Physical Therapy gets treated with that same level of attention and care, and the user experience is the most important thing to us.
Like they're an elite athlete.
Exactly. Yep. They would get the same awesome level of attention. And so workplace wellness came to be funny enough, because I was actually meeting with my dad, who works downtown Portland, and he introduced me to the president of the company that he was at the time. And he's doing what dads do, bragging, saying, oh, my son, you know, works with all these NFL athletes and has this clinic where they do nutrition and physical therapy and strength conditioning. And the president of the company goes, hey, have you ever thought about doing something like that for companies, not just athletes or individuals? And it was kind of a light bulb moment for me where I was like, this fits our ethos, like bringing the best that health and wellness and physical therapy has to offer to people where they're at, you know? And that's ultimately how workplace wellness became a big piece of our operation and kind of got put on our radar. And from there, it's grown to us working with thousands of employees across the Portland area. We have, you know, a dozen companies that we've worked with. We worked with the Portland Police Bureau, Beaverton Police, I mean, all over the place. And very practically, it's rooted in education. So we do a lot of seminars. We do a lot of group discussions with people, educating them on exercise and fitness, nutrition, stress management, mental wellness, heart health. I mean, even to like skincare.
Wow.
So it's a wide breadth of how we educate folks. And then we try and create events and opportunities for them to put things into practice.
What kind of workplace doesn't need all those things?
It's so true. I mean, we get so caught up in our day-to-day lives and our work. It's a huge part of our lives. And a lot of times people will let, you know, working on and taking care of themselves slip. And so that can be a big issue.
If you were going to do some workplace wellness here at Odyssey, what would we expect?
Oh, that's a great question. So the first thing we would want to do is get to know you all. And I've already gotten to know you all a little bit today,
yeah,
which has been great. And figure out what your needs are. You know, get to know what the company's like. Who are the people that make up this organization? What's important to them? So if we can get to the heart of that, then we can start to design educational content. So let's just say, for example, if you know this is an office setting and there's people on air who are sitting for long periods of time per day, we might decide on something like a posture and positions seminar where we can talk about the demands of what you all do on a daily basis and then apply an educational backdrop to, hey, let's put some strategies in place to get you up and moving more. Let's put some strategies in place for when things aren't feeling good, what can you do? You know, if your back is bugging you, are there some things you can do in the moment? And then how can we build capacity for you to tolerate more and build resiliency in those challenging positions? So
I've seen some of the lunches that people have around the office.
Yeah.
They could use some nutritional training.
I think we all can. It's so true. We all can.
And there's no real heavy lifting in radio, so we're not too physical.
Yeah. But that alludes to how unique each job is, right? And how important it is, whether we're working in manufacturing, which we do, or construction, or desk jobs. Like, all of those things are very different, and the beliefs and expectations and past experiences of the individuals that make up that group will ultimately influence how we engage with them.
You said you've done some work with the Portland Police. What was that like, and what did you... that's a pretty physical job. So
it's a very physical job.
What did you do there?
Yeah, so we have an ongoing relationship with them where we do seminar work, just like I mentioned. We also, from time to time, will work through what you might call like a wellness day, where some of their officers can come in and do different stations with us. And that could be an exercise and fitness class. We do some movement screening. We have partners that we'll bring in to talk about mental wellness, stress management, et cetera. So different stations that people will go to throughout the day. That's a pretty common format.
Yeah. What about like just an office where there's a lot of people sitting at desks and things? What do you do there?
Yeah, typically those look like bringing the whole group together, sitting down, you know, going through a seminar, typically very interactive. So we ask people questions. We like to pull the audience. We like to put people in groups to do group thought experiments together. So it's interactive. A lot of times we'll get people up and moving and trying things. Think about like breath work, for example, for stress management. You know, we might go through a little breathing session live and in person where people can try things, feel things, ask questions. It's interesting how the snowball of questions happens once one person asks a question. They're like, oh yeah, I was thinking about that too. This leads to my next. And you get really good group discussion going. There's also, you know, events that we could do. We do a lot of one-on-one sessions as well, where our practitioners will meet employees at their place of work and spend, you know, 20, 30 minutes with them, figuring out, okay, I just heard this educational seminar for HQPT. How do I apply those things to my life personally? And so this is the challenges that I'm bringing to the table. And that's where the Yoda piece comes in, right? Is like, okay, you've got all this good stuff. Let's come up with a plan to bring that out of you. So like I said, it all kind of fits together in the same ethos.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of results have you seen?
It's been great. You know, what's funny is there's so many fringe benefits to workplace wellness as well. Because you think about, you know, some people are interested in lowering their insurance premiums, you know, lowering their costs and injuries and missed time at work and that sort of thing. And that's all really important. But the culture piece of it has been great too. Getting groups of people together talking about wellness topics, introduces you to your teammates and coworkers on another level. It builds camaraderie, it builds culture. It's great. It's funny, I can actually think of a client right now that I was just having a conversation with in hiring about, hey, I was trying to hire this person. And the one thing that made the difference, all things kind of equal, they went with us because they noticed our investment and our care and how we feel and take action to maintain and enhance our employees' wellness. So there's all sorts of fringe benefits outside of just the happier, healthier employee as well.
Yeah. Wellness is such an important thing, kind of a buzzword right now, right? So Talk about wellness. What do you mean by wellness?
Can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. It's funny because one of the first questions that I ask when I'm talking to a new group in a workplace wellness seminar is, I'll say, what's your avatar? What's your picture in your head? Who do you think of when you think of wellness? And we get all these awesome answers. It's like The Rock, yeah. You know, will come up. It's like, yeah, The Rock is like the picture of wellness, or it could be an athlete. You know, it could be a lot of different ideals of wellness that are out there across the board. I think it's a very individual thing, but I think it has to do with being capable and being able to do what you want to do from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint, from a time standpoint. I think it has to do with you having autonomy and feeling like you can do the things that you want to do, that you have agency in your life. And so the way that manifests itself is, it's not so much about being strong, right? Being strong is great, don't get me wrong, or being super fit. It's about the process that you undertake to invest in yourself. And that's ultimately what leads to wellness.
Yeah, it's interesting that when you ask the question, excuse me, wellness, people think of The Rock because he's so physically massive and looks really healthy, right?
Yeah.
But wellness is so much more than that.
It is. It absolutely is.
How did you train yourself to learn all this stuff, and how do you keep training?
I had some really good schooling. I had an amazing group of professors in my physical therapy program at George Fox University. They essentially taught me to be a thinker who questions. And I think that's a big part. A lot of people don't know that physical therapy is a doctorate level program. So I'm technically a doctor of physical therapy, even though everybody just calls me Ryan, which I much prefer. But yeah, it's about thinking and questioning and understanding, you know, some of the scientific process. So having a good foundation in that, and then seeking out places where you're not the smartest person in the room. And for me, that's quite often, which is great. But it's about seeking out great mentorship and getting around the people that you want to learn from, the people that have been there before and are really doing it, you know, in the trenches. And it's spending time, you know, reading, learning, spending time on your craft, I think, is really important. And I will say, just years of experience, there's no substitute for that, you know, for working with people and just being in there with people every single day. And so that's ultimately, and then just the thing that motivates that for me is genuinely the people that me and my colleagues serve, are, you know, we view people as being so valuable, right? And being your best for them and giving them the best is ultimately, I think, what drives me and our team at HQPT to challenge each other and get better every day.
So what you just said, that's not something you've learned in school.
You know, there was, I would say there's a great background of like how to be a physical therapist in school. Absolutely. But that's like the minimum barrier to entry, right? That's like what gets you in the door. And then your experiences combined with reading actual scientific literature and applying those things and then talking about it with, I'll put it to you this way. Every Tuesday, like me and all my teammates, we go through a great continuing education program called Clinical Athlete. And if there's anybody out there who's interested in becoming a physical therapist someday or something like that, who's listening, the Clinical Athlete and the Level Up group, you can find them on Instagram and online, are great. But they have built out a continuing education system for our group. So we go through different modules together, and we're all physical therapists who've been practicing for a long time, but where you still have to challenge yourself and question your thought process and bounce that off your teammates and grow together.
You're very passionate about what you do, Ryan.
I genuinely am. I genuinely love it.
We can feel it through the radio, right?
Oh, I appreciate that.
What keeps you motivated?
I think the people that we serve, as I mentioned, also, I never really thought I would be a business owner, but that's changed me in a lot of ways as well. Starting my own business, and which kind of started out as just me and my partner, you know, working and treating patients, and it's grown into now we have I have a staff of people. And so creating a great place to work and a great place to be a physical therapist is insanely important to me. My employees, my teammates, the people that I work with every day keep me very motivated. Trying to do a good job and be my best, just to set an example for like my children, is really big for me as well. I've got three little ones. And so, yeah, there's motivation everywhere. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Where are your locations?
Yeah. So we're in Beaverton, we're in Milwaukee. We've got a satellite office at the Henninger Golf Farm down in Tualatin, which is a big part of our golf program. We've got a couple of PTs who are Titleist Performance Institute certified, which is a high level golf certification in physical therapy. And then we've also got an office in Bend for our Central Oregon folks.
Where can people find more information?
So we're on Instagram, is a great place to kind of keep up with our day-to-day happenings. And that's HQ_PT on Instagram. Our website is www.headquarterspt.com. And or just come say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next for Ryan?
You know, I'm really enjoying the balance I've struck right now between seeing patients, still, you know, very heavily invested in that. I love working with the elite athlete population. I think, you know, I'm balancing that with being a business owner as well, which is it's a big deal. And so I want to continue to create a great place for PTs to be great PTs. And so I think for me, that's the next frontier, is, you know, maybe focusing more attention on, you know, growing our business and really capitalizing on the things that have made us successful, changing things from lessons learned in the past and continuing to grow our business.
Well, like I said before, you're extremely passionate about it.
Oh, I appreciate
it. For doing what you do.
I thank you very much. That's a great compliment. And thank you for taking time to talk with me today.
Thanks for coming in today.
It's my pleasure.
We've been talking with Ryan Bogus, owner of Headquarters Physical Therapy. Thanks, Ryan.
My pleasure.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. We often don't say anything even when we notice someone is struggling because we're afraid of making it worse. It's time we talk away the dark. Learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.